I'm visiting with Connie Tipton, CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. And Connie, you're one of the panelists here for today's Food Dialogues taking place in Chicago. I guess I'd ask you first, how'd you get involved in doing this?
In the Food Dialogues?
Yeah.
Well, I've worked with the dairy industry, the dairy processing and manufacturing industry, for 33 years. And so I've, over those years, gotten to know a lot of people. And I was coming out here for the Food Marketing Institute trade show. And lo and behold, I got roped into an extra day or so and into this. And I'm looking forward to the conversation. It's an interesting group of panelists.
Yeah. And it's I like the fact that we're doing this kind of not simultaneous, but almost like the right in front of the FMI Connect, it's called.
Yep,
here.
Yep.
So that's all about food marketing,
right?
Obviously. And that's what our topic is here, and integrity. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, every company has to figure out how to position their product. But to me, it's basically safe, quality food with truthful labeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that can take a lot of shades of gray, obviously. And as I said, people do have to market their products. But it's important to give people truthful information.
Now, you know, we've got regulations on a lot of things when it comes to labeling, for example. But I know, like a lot of things, it's hard to police that because there's so much food out there that's labeled. Even though we do have that, what would you say to kind of today's consumer who, you know, may have some concerns and want to know that this is actually what it says it is on the label? That, you know, do a little research. Probably watch the Food Dialogues too, right?
Well, I think consumers who want to take a deeper dive usually can go to brand websites and those sorts of things and find out more information. You know, there's limited space on a label, and you want to be sure that you use that real estate to give people the important stuff, you know, that really makes a material difference in the product, whether that's on nutrition or ingredients or what have you. And then there are a lot of people who want to know other things, and you know, they will have the choices in the marketplace to go to companies who provide those.
Now, in the dairy sector, how would you describe kind of the current state of the industry? I mean, how's the dairy industry doing? And, you know, especially in looking at maybe new types of products that I'll bet you kind of work on to bring to the market.
So the dairy industry is doing great. We're now exporting over 15% of our milk production. That's really driving, you know, great pricing for the industry. We have a terrific productive, you know, capacity in the U.S. There are lots of new products. Now, there's some segments that aren't doing as well. Fluid milk is a good example where we are losing consumers. Part of the problem is our pricing structure. We are, as you said, very regulated in dairy. And I think that this market growth with new opportunities in Asia and China and elsewhere are going to enable us as an industry to come together, producers and processors, and agree on getting rid of some of these regulations that are in our way in our domestic markets.
Well, I mean, some of us who, you know, were bottle fed what I call real milk,
yep,
once upon a time, a long time ago in my case, you know, love it. It's a good, nutritious product.
You bet.
That a lot of science has gone behind showing how nutritious, I'll say that word,
yeah,
it is today.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're great products. We have great variety in dairy. I mean, there's sort of something for everybody, a choice, if you will, of fat levels and different tastes and varieties. And I think that's going to keep the consumer coming back to dairy. We do have a great nutrient package. We're high in protein. We're a lot of things that people need. And it's going to be important that we get the regulations out of our way so that we can keep doing a good job of marketing our products.
Last question here, just when it comes to this idea of integrity and food marketing, for the dairy business, has there been anything that has come up specifically in your sector related to this topic itself? Whether it's, or how are you addressing
it? Well, I guess,
it?
You know, I guess you could go back to 20 years ago with the introduction of RBST. I mean, you know, bovine somatotropin is produced naturally by the cow's pituitary gland to stimulate milk production, and yet there were activists who went out there and really tried to scare consumers about the introduction of the recombinant BST, when in fact, you know, it did help produce more milk. The problem with that was it didn't provide any particular benefit to the consumer that you could talk about, and so it was easy just to scare them. And then, unfortunately, there were some companies that took advantage of that in a marketing sense and tried to get a market advantage for their product.
Well, that's a good example. And You know, looking forward to today's discussion and seeing, especially if we got some good dairy questions that'll be presented to you.
I hope somebody else can answer them. Great to talk to you,
Chuck. You too, Connie. That is Connie Tipton, CEO for the IDFA, International Dairy Foods Association. We're in Chicago for Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.